my Grammy family. Used to bump the demo up out of the Camry. Now I'm hopping out the limo or either the Lambie. With you niggas gotta get to Miami. TLC gon' be stoned as Angie. I be down to Johnny Patron and me. It's a celebration, bitches, my bottles of champagne. I ain't in love with the same stripper that sprung T. Pain and all this Louis Vuitton shit ain't cheap, man. Dog, I can't keep saying good music, the greatest, latest. Stunting out the middle.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Listen, we about to be obnoxious as shit today. You know what I'm saying? Gunshots in the motherfucking chat. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga got two Grammys. My nigga got two Grammys. Two Grammys.
Can't tell us shit. You know what I'm saying?
Can't tell us a motherfucking thing.
Not a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga, put on God.
This nigga Grammy, might be humble, Grammy but I'm bragging like a bitch.
Yeah, he can be humble because we gonna do all the bragging for that nigga today.
All that. You know what I'm saying? Kanye, shut the fuck up for 2 seconds. God. Anyways, niggas and my nigga Rex, happy Black History Month, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Number two, we got a motherfucking Grammy winner in this bitch 2 times. You know what I'm saying? 2 times. Give me 2 claps and a Ric Flair.
Love it here.
Type shit. I'm in the way, so let me get the fuck out the way, because that's what I gotta say.
I'm in the way. I'm getting the Grammy man going first.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Let that nigga breathe. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Now, normally, we don't do this, but we always gonna do this shit. You see what I'm saying? We got the flyest nigga in the room, even when he ain't in the room. You know what I'm saying? Him and Doc Brown always shut shit down when they drive around town in the DeLorean, because that's what they be exploring in. He just got back from the motherfucking future. Knew that nigga was going to win. I tried to tell that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So did Sloan. We was telling that nigga, nah, you getting at least one of them.
I said, if y'all bag up the tape from last week, I said, he getting one before the show even come on. And he got two exactly before they came on.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
One before, one during the ceremony. But shout out to the Sis Vic. Best new R&B artist. I love you. Thank you. Put some respect on Victoria Monet. Jaguar 2 is out. Y'all need to stream that ASAP.
Stream the shit out that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Purchase.
Yeah, buy that shit. Run them motherfucking numbers up. You know what I'm saying? Price just went up type shit. Now, with all due respect and full effect, Mr. Marty McFlyer than you, my nigga, was Gucci.
Oh, should I do the intros or should I just get
man,
into
man, fucking do what you do, bro.
Oh,
get
God.
On these niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Today I am Grammy McFlyer than you. You know what I'm saying? I got some gunshots for that.
Hell yeah, bro. I got you. Let that thing ring off.
Oh, God. For sure. Oh, we got to throw in that on God. We got to get the snippet of 21 Savage. I need that on God.
I got you.
We got to throw that in there at some point. Oh, God. We throwing it in there. But you know what I'm saying? Also, it's your boy Elvis Presley.
Viva Las Vegas.
Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
Squash buckling with my dogs. Drinking all the motherfucking rum. Word to A-Hood. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Black Sajak. Welcome. Welcome all. Yes, that's my award. We're working on it. I'll tell you all about that part later. We're working on something. Swear word, Jetson. Yerv Gotti.
Yerv!
Oh, God. Ooh, Springsteen. Skirt angle. Boom.
Man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are, one in the wilds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. using my paintbrush with consent, painting only happy trees. It's your boy, Throb Ross. Flex Luthor, Trill Scott, Screw Her Vandross, Fetty Murphy. Smoking the finest of 710 Labs, words of the sponsors, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Peter Sparker, lighting up the finest Yoda, using the purest of force. It's your boy, Flygon Jin. Defending my title. Actually, I got two new titles.
two new ones.
Oh, God. You know what I'm saying? I will defend those in the ring, too. Anybody can get it. You know, the chair shot is now part of Black history. You can get it. It's your boy, Low Key Kingston, a.k.a. Optimus Grand. Jimi Hendrix, Lil Uzi Vert, Afkasi Poppy, Grammy Dos Macchio. I'm out here.
No, I'm saying shit.
I love it.
In the red corner, ladies and gentlemen, if I could get your attention over there, you know what I'm saying? We got a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressing the Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. And he really talking that shit this year. You know what I'm saying? It's the man, the myth, the legend. It's my motherfucking cuzzo in the building, a.k.a. Sloan Kettering. What's good,
cuzzo? Grammy niggas. Two Grammys niggas. Two of them.
Two of them, two times.
Dos Grammys.
Woo!
You niggas don't even understand. You know, even though I'm sick right now, I had to come celebrate my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Oh, excuse me.
Appreciate you.
I told niggas I was gonna have diarrhea flow and shit on niggas all year. Well, I Big actually dookies. Had diarrhea this year.
Look at our
Big Dookies.
Manifesting the wrong things in my life.
When you talk about letting that whole thing spray, you didn't mean that. Hey, that's
I did. Crazy. I did it all. I even had to do the waddle to the toilet.
Oh, no.
I thought I was going to spray myself.
Oh, not the paper walk.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Unhappy feet right there. All right.
Well, your back right. Why your posture get correct when you got to walk and try to hold your duty?
Bro, I swear to God, dog. It's like a zipper gets zipped up from your feet all the way to
your ass. You clenching them cheeks, dude. Yeah.
A lower back sounded like some bubble wrap.
You like, you just bouncing on your toes and shit.
And why, like, nigga, the closer you get, you lean back. Like, leaning back is going to help.
Yo. This stuff hurts so much, you start praying?
Man, shit. It was almost we fall down.
Yo.
There's no need for a prayer after that.
Oh, God.
Clean up on aisle four. And I was wearing my Bucky's onesie, so I would have been real mad.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know you were that onesie sweating like a hoe in church.
Oh, sweet Jesus. It's the big homie Sloan Kettering, Sky Daddy's favorite, a.k.a. Lord of the Sugarfoot.
Claude Hemmers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs. The great value, Zach Fox, the high chief Petty Maivia, you know, the African American nightmare, Trody Rhodes, you know, Dean Trelico, Thick Flair, Zach LaCream, shit. It's some more of them in there. Dab Judah, Dab Jetson, I'm gonna add just Smokey Bonginson. You know, that's my newest Smokey Bonginson. Yeah, cause we out here doing a little drinking, doing a little smoking, gang banging. Shout out to all the GDs. You know, yeah. If I gotta Dr. Dapper product in my hand, which I do this time. You call me Latrell Smoke Well because the smoke be choking a real nigga.
Hey.
It's Mr. L1R1XO, and I'm about that jam. If you played Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, you already understand. And a nigga already scored because we got two Grammys, bitch.
Guess what, bitch?
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Fucking right, dog.
And I got a bottle of Bel Air, Black Bottle Boys in my hand. We gonna pop bottles for my nigga. Shout out to the sponsors, Luke Bel Air Champagne, 710 Labs. I am smoking on some 710 Labs right now.
You take your medicine.
You know, I was doing that. That's the one thing the doc kept ain't had to tell me to do is take that medicine. You know, Dr. Dabber, Grogang Inc., Sexual Chocolate Factory. I said them all right this time. Shout out to Jail Blasters.
Yep.
What's up? What y'all gave our brother some shit. We coming for you. We coming for you, nigga.
Yeah, shout out to who is it? Thunic.
Thunic, yeah. Supplements. You know, the team is doing well. We're doing well and we're gonna do weller. Weller ain't even a word, but we're gonna do weller.
We gonna add it to the diction, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Shit. You already know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Over in the black corner, turn your motherfucking ears on because I'm talking shit just like Sloan.
Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Sure enough.
Shogun is in the fucking building. You know the vibes. Let's go. Hey, on the motherfucking Shogun. Number one rule in the goddamn universe. Protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the guillotine chopping shit clean, if you know what I mean. One Punch Man with the tan next to the Yucatan liquor stand. If you was outside for the 992,000, you already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. I apologize in advance. Sorry, not sorry. No, I'm fucking saying, listen, bro. Pablo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, I got all ball. You don't even need to make a motherfucking call. But when I get the ball in the opponent's half, I'm dropping bombs. Pele with the AK, dropping it from outside the 18, placing it upper 90 because that's where I like to put them bitches. Double entendre. Don't even ask me how the fuck I did that shit. Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting it all get loose. Nunchucks in the back pocket. Don't make me pull them unless you want to pop lock and drop it. You know what I'm saying? Dirt Reynolds pulling up on Auntie's I-75. Bitches said they need a ride, but they ain't even got no motherfucking credits or a card. So I'm going to take that cash. What's up, Auntie? The Hotep Hibachi Chef got this grill on fucking afterburners, my nigga. Always on high, letting shit fly. Y'all niggas know why. Because y'all always trying to fucking lie on niggas. Well, not today, nigga. We got two Grammys. Fuck y'all. It's Black History Month. We in this bitch. Now, give me my motherfucking check and my respect. You dig what I'm saying? Petty Gordo always on the beach with Master Screech. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Flex Luger putting aunties in the torture rack, trying to crack their back. Well, listen, I'm spoken for. Because they said I look like a whole snack, just doing chiropractor adjustments. You know what I'm saying? The Shogun Swashbuckler, Captain Jack Sparrow, no hose. The rum is gone. But we got Luke Bel Air in this bitch. So we spraying hoes. Listen, Big Wang Theory in the building. Roberto Buggio. You know it's a Joe Kage and the Hidden Keith. Spacely Spark It. You know what I'm saying? Yurt McGirt. Trying to let these bitches let me see up under their skirt. Sometimes that shit might work. And as always, it's reigning 333 fucking time petty weight champion of the Milky Way goddamn galaxy. You know what I'm saying? So petty. I stole a nigga cause motherfucking music cause I couldn't see him. DJ, hit the fucking drop. I'm saying, listen, we in this bitch. I got a whole bunch of gunshots. my strap. Two times. Grammy winning fucking writer. Don't play with this man. Give him his fucking just due and his goddamn bread.
Oh, God.
No, I'm saying shit. Don't let us come through and start negotiating on some fuck nigga shit.
Zero facts.
Because I'm running in everybody's pockets. Give me your fucking black card. Fuck you, suit. Matter of fact, I'm going to just sock the shit out of the first nigga I see that just look at me funny.
You come in peace, labels.
But we can leave you niggas in pieces. You dig?
No, we can't. I don't want to leave them in pieces. I know what y'all do to Hollywood, so I'm cool.
Nah, leave them niggas in. Right here. Ah.
Ready. Let him speak freely.
In front of you niggas ain't paying.
You better chill out before you end up like Drake.
I mean, I might got a nude out there somewhere.
That's body shaming. Not for real. It's body shaming.
Yo,
it kind of is.
Because let it be Meg or somebody else's coochie get on the internet, then everybody gonna be mad. Everybody gonna be upset. But let
everybody
it
be mad.
You know what I'm saying? But let it be one of us, and then all of a sudden it's an uproar. Community's mad. I mean, they're not mad when it's us.
I got a question. Y'all ever think just randomly to yourselves, all the meat picks is sitting in bitches' phones that got a fucking family?
Well, you don't show face. You never show face.
Hell no!
Visible tattoos out. Even throw a filter on for camouflage.
Shit.
No, I'm just making.
Hey, you gotta send her off. Shit, send her a stock meat pic from off the internet. I'm just saying,
damn, that's dick. You give, dick is crazy.
You're giving out game right now.
Fucking dick fishing is hilarious.
Cock fishing is crazy, my
man. I'm fucking weak.
This nigga telling the magic tricks. Like,
hey, bro, that's emergency horny. That's crazy.
You're exposing the business right now, okay? Kayfabe.
Cock fishing is crazy.
No, but let it be. If it happened to Drake, if it happened to one of us, then it's all jokes. But if it be on the other side, then it's outrage. I mean, outroar. All I'm saying is, not fair.
But what if they say it's a deep fake like the Taylor Swift one?
That one was clearly fake, though. They just threw her head on something.
Oh, I'm just saying. What if these videos are getting good now? People are editing well in AI.
I got to be really careful with my response on that, just because y'all know why. But all I'm saying is, I mean, yeah, AI has gotten crazy, but I haven't seen them. But based off of what I've heard, it didn't. It just seems like they threw her head on there, because I've seen her in person like once. An event like a few years back, and from what I see on all the NFL games that they jam in our face, I ain't seen much change. And I don't know, camera's supposed to add 10 pounds. That's all I'm saying.
Camera's supposed to might make Taylor Swift look like she actually low key thick, high key. No, never. Yo, why? You know what? I'm going to save that for later. I might run into Travis Kelce because this nigga came. He went to UC, so I'll be down there and shit. I won't be wanting to get no static with this nigga. I might be out in Kansas City, too. You know what I'm saying? Just on accident.
Accidentally on purpose.
Yeah. What'd you say, Marty? Over there muted and shit.
My stepson's here. I was talking to him. But I was saying you could, you know, maybe we could save that for like a Sucio space, just unintentionally, intentionally give it to House, and then he'll just take the ball and run with it.
Yo, shout out to my nigga House, man. I love anytime that nigga jump in spaces because I know I'm gonna be laughing my ass off, especially when he start talking about dirty water niggas. You know what I'm saying? We gonna have that merch up soon.
Shout out to Latrice.
You know, thank you for the inspiration, Latrice. Out here fucking around with them dirty water niggas. It's gonna be a whole lot of dirty water on February 15th because you niggas gonna be leaving rings in them tubs that y'all be fucking in them hotels that y'all can't afford. But I don't know.
Toilet and a tub ring is just nasty. Hey, nasty work.
Nasty fucking work. Nasty fucking work. Anyways, fellas, shit, nigga, Marty, what's good, bro? How you been feeling now that you done won two motherfucking Grammys? You know what I'm saying? Two Grammys, two gunshots.
Love it. Rick Flair? Woo! Yes, sir. Well, shit. Before, leading up to it, it was nerves. Anybody seen my tweets? It was all nerves. Then it was anticipation, and then I get a text from my rep, and he's like, "Yo, we just won." And it was one of the off TV ones. There's 73 categories; they all are not gonna make it to the show. But he just texted me like, "We won." I was like, "You bullshitting?" And then I look it up. Then it was shock, tears, excitement. And then I end up going back and forth between NXT and the show because there's a bunch of shit on the Grammys that nobody wants to watch. So another reason why I don't always opt for going to the show because I got to sit through a bunch of shit that I don't want to sit through. And then the second one came. And then it was like, oh. You know what I mean? It just all hit. It's like an accumulative 15 years of work. Like last year's noms was great. Got close, and then all the nods that came this year, it was like getting closer to a reality, and the chances went up. And shout out to y'all because y'all was letting me know that it was possible. Because you don't believe shit like that till it happened, and you've been doing it a decade and change. But yeah, I just went from shock, and then I just tweeted it. I don't even remember tweeting it. That's how much of that's what the headspace I was in. It was just shock. It'd be like finding out you won the lottery. Minus all the great money that comes with winning the lottery, but still, I was just lost. I don't think I fully believed it, or it didn't hit me until the next day,
right?
In full, and then this phone started going off. Notifications is going off. It was getting crazy. Like I don't, and then I'm watching the rest of the show, and a shout out to Sis. She won one more, deserved more, but got that third one. I didn't have anything to do with that particular single. That was just for her in general being the best artist. So that was just great. But, you know, we all played our parts in that. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful. So I want to say a huge harmonious thank you. Vic, love you. Appreciate you. Grateful for all the opportunities and everything you did. You helped me get here. Shout out to Breeze. Chris, one of these days they're gonna get you right. You and Leo gonna get yours. They seem to have a particular feeling when it comes to those two in the entertainment industry, but it's a whole nother subject. But I'm thankful, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative of everybody that's reached out, that continues to reach out. Thank you to our community on the Twitter sphere. I fuck with y'all, love y'all. Friends, random people from back home, everybody that's reached out, thank you. It's a blessing. I'm blessed. I appreciate it. I cannot put nobody on. I don't know how much I can stress this enough. I can answer questions. I could even help you with stuff, but I'm in no position to. I'm trying to get put on for real.
What categories did you win in?
Best, we got the album as a whole for best engineered, and I forget how they categorize it, but it's like how it's engineered and how it's structured, like song structuring and engineering is that one. And then best R&B, best progressional R&B, so best R&B, and then she won for best new artist. So Shouts out to that. And I will say, and shout out to my brothers here on the pod, because boy, what's going? Ooh, I don't know. What was that, Tuesday? It was Monday or Tuesday? That day was crazy. Just getting, I appreciate everybody reaching out, but it was to the point to where you're just getting inundated with phone calls and the messages, and then from randoms, people you usually talk to, family members, all that. It just got crazy. Like, I don't even, like I said, it wasn't until next day where I got to sit with it and really process what happened. And I got overwhelmed. I play the background. I just do my thing and like watch it succeed and, you know, get whatever, you know, get what I can from it monetarily. But I wasn't used to the attention. Still not 100%, but I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. I'm appreciative of it. It was just, if the texts were late, the responses were late, calls were late, I was just trying to take it all in. Still am. It slowed down a bit, but people still hit me up. So the initial wave and the second wave and even all the waves that come after, thank you. I appreciate it. I feel validated, but I can't put you on. And please don't get upset if it takes me forever to hit you back, because a lot's been going on. Had an impromptu trip for some business stuff. Wasn't the best fan of the result. Just got back. So I fuck with you. Love y'all. Shout out to my brothers on here for always, you know, propping me up. And they saw the vision. And now it's the reality. So some gunshots for gang. Both y'all. Unloaded.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Big gunshots. Yeah, talk shots. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. All that shit. You know, you know what? Drop a bomb on these niggas. One time for the one time. You know what? Good time. Bombing you niggas like, nope. Oh, wait. Cuzzo, how you feeling, man? You know you've been a little under the weather and shit. Been flying around, you know, motherfucking sister trying to get together.
Yeah, you know, I'm good. I'm better than I was yesterday. Slept 14 hours.
Jeez.
So I literally just woke up right before we started recording and said, hey, I'm here. I've literally been sick all week. So
sweating in the techie.
Yeah, well, not in the techie. I just put the techie on for this. But I was sweating in Nike. Don't get it twisted. I was sweating in Nike, but not my tech suits. It's, you know, my common Nike. Not my fancy. Not my fancy sweatsuits.
Not the Jedi jacket?
No. Hell no. I ain't sweating in that.
Nah, you can't sweat in the Jedi jacket, bro.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, the dry clean only.
I'm trying to think, should I wear it to Wale Mania? Because I definitely got my Wale Mania outfit picked out. I just need to go ahead and book my flight and stop.
Do playing. I use the flight credit to slide?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I'm going to use my flight credit to slide.
You got two of them?
Huh?
You got two of them?
What, my flight credit?
Yeah.
No. Well, technically, yes. I got four of them, but I got them dispersed between four people.
I feel it.
Because y'all remember, I told y'all about some racist shit that happened in the air when we was in first class.
Yeah.
And I complained about it. So they got us flight credits. They got me, my wife, and the couple I didn't even know. They got them flight credits too. So, like, I'm going to use that. And then I think I'm going to use my miles to get them one way. I mean, book my ticket. And then I end up having to pay, like, probably like $80 in fees and taxes. And then I ain't got to get a car because my best friend lived there. I'm staying at his crib, so I ain't got to get a hotel.
He got room?
Shit, you might want to talk to him. I know it's a one. I don't know how big his crib is.
Nigga, I'm 5'8". I don't need much space. We good.
Nigga, talk about, let me get a sleeping bag right quick.
Bruh. Oh, God.
I'm like, yo, I'm cool.
Going back to a nigga's crib and crashing on either that or an air, Nah, you got to get the combo, like the poor nigga combo. Like
it's not, that's not even a poor nigga combo, it's not. Dog. That's your man. You stand at your man crib. Yeah, give me the couch, bro. I've slept on the floor.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll get the air mattress. We good, man.
I've slept on the pallets on the floor.
Man.
Big dog, like, it's nothing. It's free?
Niggas don't give a fuck. Not at all. Bitches will come back and be like, ugh, I need to sleep in a king size. If you don't get the fuck out of here.
Man, I was sleeping in this same seat. Not chair. Seat. In a corner.
Full size mattress at the house and one of king size bed when they go someplace else. That's
man.
Insane.
Hey, wait. I understand the host. I understand the host. I would want to upgrade too if I was leaving. Something in squalor. I'd want something bigger too.
It's two
understand.
Twins pushed together. It's just two twins pushed together. That crease fucking your back up. That's why you got an attitude on the internet.
You can't sleep in the divot. Oh, she can't sleep in the divot.
It's always a bitch with a broken box spring that got the most to say on the internet.
Bruh, look, all you got to do is just get the queen size box spring and put the two twins on top of that. And then you got to get that tight Walmart bed in the bag, not that loose one, not that nylon one. You got to get that. That motherfucker with some of that muscle up under it, and that one can gel it pull the mattress together. And you also got to get one of them a foam mattress too, like an egg carton, a queen.
Oh no, get the little toppers, the little toppers at Walmart. They $40. You throw that right.
Throw that on top of the queen mattress, and you can't even take. Look, nigga, I've been hustling the game for a long time.
Oh god, man, hey, college was rough. What did
The 20s was rough.
Oh God!
Ooh, nigga, the shit I used to sleep
on purpose, nigga.
Nigga, the shit I used to sleep on in college, bro.
That's why my back bad to the motherfucker. Was it bad from football? No, it was bad from sleeping in the back of fucking Toyota Camrys for 2 weeks.
Hope that battery stay long enough for the heater to work.
I ain't gonna hold you. I used to do some. I know all of us probably used to do some wild shit like in college, but nigga. The absolute degenerate shit. I remember, like, at my fraternity house, I think I fell asleep outside on the porch because we had a couch on the back. Nigga, that was some of the best fucking sleep I done got.
I ain't gonna lie. Outdoor sleep is some of the best sleep ever. That homeless sleep.
Yeah.
Well, Whoa, that's got to be a topic one day. Couch hopping?
Nigga, you was on that. You was in that last seat.
Hey, hold up.
Write this down right
sophomore now. Sophomore year of college. Shout out to my niggas. Shout out to my niggas. Shout out to my niggas Barry, aka Juice, my nigga Sid, my nigga Adam, and my nigga, was Clarence in there? Who was in the other room? Damn, I can't think of who was in the other room. But I slept on their couch first semester in a four-person dorm. Dog, them niggas held me down until I got another apartment. They can go back to school. I was going to school. I just didn't have an apartment at the time. Boy, them niggas held me down. Them still my niggas to this day. Still my niggas.
To this day.
This motherfucking day.
We need that soundbite. We gotta add that to the list.
Bro, this shit.
Sloan big ass looking like a horseshoe in a love seat like this.
Nah, it was a full couch, my nigga. but yeah, I was still cramped. But it was free. They bust down. They bust down the meal plan with me. But in change, they didn't pay to go to no parties. They didn't pay to go to no pay for drinks because I was the DJ. And we all had whips. That was the crazy part. We did all have whips.
Okay, plug. True.
I think Clarence was in the other room. Clarence and Adam. Yeah, yeah. Niggas thought I had went. Niggas thought everybody went home for the weekend or for like some break. Nope, I was still on the couch. My nigga in there clapping cheeks, and he come out and sees me, and see me still laying on the couch, and the chick come out, which is his current day wife, and they been clapping for a while, like months. They was clapping and didn't want nobody to know. And I'm laying on the couch like this, eating chips, like
just minding your business,
just minding my fucking business. Like, oh, so it's y'all. Oh, I ain't gonna tell nobody.
My nigga, I'm just over here playing Sega CD. Don't bother me.
Nah, wait. What did we have in the room? PS2. We have PS2 in the room.
For sure.
Nigga, when I tell you them days in the trenches, bruv.
Hey, next pod, we had to revisit
in
that.
In the trenches. Shit. All right, though. You know what I'm saying? We out here talking about this Grammy shit. Any takeaways while we speaking on music and shit that y'all seen, want to talk about? Yeah, Marty, I know you really probably can't get into it. All I know is we the black delegation automatically accept Celine Dion is one of ours. Every Jamaican and Caribbean motherfucker I know. All of them. I got cousins even in Atlanta, them niggas singing Celine Dion at the barbecue. You know what I'm saying? So fuck Taylor Swift. I said what I said.
Oh, it's Taylor gang over here.
Cause she don't you better acknowledge the Queen Celine. You know what I'm saying? In the public.
Oh God.
Fake and ass wanna sick. Take a picture backstage. Mark ass Buster.
I don't give a fuck about that lady. Taylor gang.
Wow.
Taylor gang.
Wow. It'd be your own people.
Nah, she could be one of y'all great whites. Taylor is one of my great whites. Fuck is y'all talking about? I see the power of what she doing for Travis Kelce.
Nigga, I see the power of what she does for, and I'm talking shit, so I fuck with Taylor Swift, but I see the power in what she does, like, just moving and grooving, like, Trevor Noah said, he was like, look at the economy. Look at the economy of those tables going up as she goes by. Mm-hmm. I was like, he ain't lying. Hey,
I respect the hustle. I respect the hustle. She really do what she do. Like, she really be out there grinding.
It proves, look, Kelce done stole the fade. The haircut. The nigga fade, he done stole that. I mean, white people done credited him like he the Christopher Columbus of this shit. And I still fuck with the Kelces. They're my niggas. I'm gonna listen to their podcast today. They my shit. I fuck with them.
But, not for real. Same.
You know what I'm saying? But them little kids, them Swifties, they push their podcast to number one in the world.
Dude.
Push they album, the Christmas album they had, the number one in the world. His jersey sales, number one in the world. The game is the fucking game, big dog. He ain't
I'm not
dumb.
Mad at it.
She ain't either. She even pushed the NFL numbers up to what, 30-something billion?
Right.
Since she been going to games. Y'all
and
got
the amount
this
of
fucked
little
up.
Girls that are paying attention to football.
If you
game recognized game.
If you think that the Chiefs ain't finna fucking win the Super Bowl so this white woman can be on the field next to her beautiful white husband, well, boyfriend, which he probably gonna, if they win, he might propose to her.
Tall.
Oh, that parade finna be
nigga,
monstrous.
Nigga
next to that trophy. Here's my thing. What, Brock Purdy's story ain't better than that.
Right.
That's the American white dream.
Oh, Jesus. Like that straight up and down, bro. That's why
and then that come full circle to one of her songs. And I said, Romeo, thank me somewhere I can be alone. That song. The high school football player and And yeah, go look that shit up. That's my shit. I
I know what you're
wanted to
talking
know
about. I
all the
seen it on
words to
Twitter. They were somebody
now.
broke down
Bro,
the
it's a
formula on
whole
Twitter.
fuck. Y'all think this game ain't rigged?
Bro, you know how powerful it is? Like the Swifties are so powerful because there was a girl I think that went to high school with her, and she had posted a video on TikTok, I think. And she was talking about how, like, I think as a junior, Taylor left high school and then started getting homeschooled because I think at the time one of her songs had just charted. And she said
Yeah,
that,
Disney
like,
help was there too.
she said that people hated Taylor Swift in high school. And that's just fucking jealousy, bro. Like, that's just straight up jealousy. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, in like motherfuckers were hating on her, saying she wasn't gonna make it or shit. And like, dog, the amount of fuck you energy that she needs to give off. And then
Do you know what it would be like, the hell it would be to say in high school, Taylor, you'll never make it. And then 15 years later, your kids are playing Taylor Swift music all
oh
the
my
time in your house.
God. Yo,
You
the
paying
ultimate
money
you
for concert
shit.
tickets? You spending rent on concert tickets?
Now
Now
Yo.
you try to write Taylor's mom, like, yo, Taylor's mom, it's me, Jenny from Calculus. And is there any way I can get tickets for me and my kid? No, bitch, move the fuck on. I wasn't gonna
No.
make it. Just
Tell Taylor my
know.
daughter's a huge fan.
Just know that Sloan has a list of people he gonna slap on site. And he has a list of people that said that if they ever reply to him saying some shit after he didn't did all the hard work, did it on his own, it's a suck my dick list too. Yeah, I'm gonna
You
slap the
publish
shit
that
out
shit
of
like
you.
Cuddy Rhodes.
Nah, I ain't gonna publish shit. It's just when y'all just hear, and Sloan got arrested again for misdemeanor assault or misdemeanor battery with intent to harm.
We gonna come get you.
Man, yeah,
We got
I'll
you.
be out. Dog, I'm out before they even finish the paperwork. Dog, the first time I got arrested, I rode in the first in the front seat. They didn't handcuff me. They didn't take my phone. I was texting my girl at the time, and she beat me to the jail and had me processed out.
Damn.
I was in the jail for 30 minutes just to get my fingerprints done.
Damn.
Game is a game.
Hey man, game is a game. Listen, talking shit, Swifties. I rock with Taylor.
I rock
My,
with him.
I rock with Taylor.
I don't want
Like,
no
can y'all
smoke.
push this podcast up a little bit?
Listen,
I don't want no
Swifties.
smoke. But what I will say is, there's some parts I agree with, some parts I disagree with. But what Hov said, I think it, I do agree. The math ain't mathing. By their own metrics, it don't make sense. You got the most Grammys all time, ain't never won album of the
Hey,
year ever.
this game ain't for them. This ain't for us.
Yeah.
Then, but yeah, but if
We
you don't
just
give
got
somebody
allowed
the
in the
most
building, the front
Grammys
door.
ever, the most it took me 15 years to get two. You don't give somebody the most Grammys ever, and they're the Michael Jackson of our time. Like Michael Whitney fusion of our time. And they ain't get, like, don't get me wrong. Taylor Swift deserves all the success that she gets, but there were periods of time and places where it fit the mold of the agenda that, and here's the thing, if it fits and you happen to be the person that fits it, I'm not going to begrudge you from that. By all means, make your dreams come true, make this paper, run it the fuck up. But there were periods of time where their agenda was this, or this is where they wanted it to go, and she fit the criteria and it got pushed there. The math was not mathing. I do agree with that.
I don't have anything against the Grammys. I don't watch the Grammys because I know it's not for us. Like, everybody wants a Grammy, but they don't want us there. They didn't picture, they didn't show any of the rap categories. They arrested Killer Mike on some bullshit after he won three Grammys.
And it was the citizens arrest at that, which is the whole nother.
Well,
We're gonna
it
say
was
that for
like a
another pod.
security guard, right? It was a security guard that got all I really caught was that it was just he got overzealous. And niggas can't celebrate where they celebrate, but Mike did a interview, I think a radio interview, and he was like, "Yeah, I got out and then we went back to partying." So he pulled a Sloan too.
And it's not for us. It's you think you gonna get what you want when you boycott them?
No. They'll just
and then you think you really gonna get what you want after you embarrass them on their stage now?
No.
Like it's calculated moves, and he must be doing something way above my pay grade. And
Beehive can fight. That's all I'm gonna say. It's smoke that they can welcome and take.
I do not care. That doesn't interest me at all. Tough luck, nigga. That's all I can really say is tough luck, nigga.
Taylor won album of the year, if I'm not mistaken, right?
You want to fight four
fucking times. I'm just saying, as a creative, and the person on the that end of it, I can understand what he's talking about. I also can see where she's coming from.
What album Beyonce had as album of the year worthy?
The fuck?
I don't listen to Beyonce, so I don't know.
At a minimum four. At a very minimum four. We can. That would be a whole nother topic. But yes,
what is
at
that?
A very minimum.
Okay. I will say on a lighter note, the one thing I did love. Hang on. Let me say. Let me make sure. Tracy Chapman got to do.
Was it Fast Car?
Fast Car, yeah. With the country artist, and my girl's going to kill me if I don't get this dude's name right.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs. That was it. Yeah, I almost fucked it up. But yeah, he brought her out. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that what's crazy about this is that when he did that, then two of her albums went number one and two above Taylor Swift.
And she clears no samples ever, ain't performed in over a decade. That song is literally, I think, is a month older than I am.
34 right. years.
Right. And for her to be able to perform that and then do that with him, that was great. I'm happy for her. What's crazy is that
with no earpiece, no monitor, she just
none,
performed.
Dude, just performed Wonderful. It. And what's wild is like I got to give a shout out to Luke Combs too, because just in how respectful he was and allowing her that spotlight, but you could see that like when they both went in tandem and they would go back and forth, like he the whole time he's just like loving it. People are up. You know, black, white, that shit was, that was amazing. It was dope to see.
That's because it's a sad ass song too.
Yeah.
Like, that song is sad as fuck.
I will say I do like his rendition of it, because it brings it a little bit more upbeat, but you know, no matter what, man, they performed the hell out of that one. Let me see. You know, I'm going to leave that joke, for later, but, other than that, man, it was a good little. I think Trevor Noah should pretty much host every award show everywhere.
As long as it ain't Kevin Hart.
Like, Trevor Noah is the dude that can do that. Like, he has it in his DNA type shit.
Oh, God. Oh, and shout out Victoria Monet, just because greatness has finally been realized. People understand she's responsible on the back end for a lot of other people's Grammys and a lot of your faves, especially in the Taylor sphere, like in that sphere of artists over there on the pop side. Y'all owe her a huge thank you. A giant thank you. Her and my boy Leon Thomas, you owe them a significant thank you. But the fact that both of the folks, mentors, homies, walked out with Grammys, That was just felt just as much as a win, if at all, on top of what was accomplished. That shit was amazing.
Yeah, boy. Know what I'm saying? Gunshots for everybody. Know what I'm saying? All right, fellas. Let's get to it. Sloan, you brought this to our attention, and this is hilarious. It was the canine question, and Sloan, I mean, I can give it to everybody listening. If dogs could talk, which ones can't say nigga?
I feel like Chihuahuas can't say nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
They can say Fato. Holmes. I feel like that's fair. Yeah. Holmes, Fato.
Let's see. German Shepherds automatically, that's a negative. Let's see.
Border Collies. Anything teacup. Anything like that sounds like a, looks like a really big rodent with like a dog face that has like a yelpy, like squeaky toy bark, like couldn't protect you or even bite the mailman. Like you could pick it up like a water bottle.
Yeah. So Pomeranians, Yorkies, the teacup poodles, teacup Yorkies, all of them rich dogs. No.
Labradoodles, whatever the fuck that is. Or I seen a I don't know what it's called, but it looks like a poodle, but it's the size of a Great Dane. Wifey, Terry Mama's, one of her best friends has one. I was like, why is this 6 foot poodle like in my face right now?
Big dog,
whatever.
I feel like the breeds that can say it is definitely pit bulls,
Rottweilers,
Wildwilers. Boxers are like the mixed breeds of like the point fives of dogs, so they can get away with it. Like they would be like the mixed kids.
Hey, no Dobermans. Dobermans can't.
No Dobermans. Nothing that was like on the police force.
Right.
So definitely no German Shepherds.
Chow Chows can for sure.
Golden Retrievers can't.
Yeah.
Really? Airbud was Airbud. I fucked with Airbud, but for the most part, like you see the owners of that dog in most movies, most media. Yeah,
you got a point there. You got a point there.
I don't know.
I feel like French Bulldogs can, because that's like the upper echelon nigga dog.
I feel like a bulldog should get a card just because they breathe like the heavy black cousin.
Yeah.
All right, nigga. Hey, we gonna get something to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my nigga, you gonna give me my kibbles and bits or what we doing?
I'm like, what's good? And then the bitches love the bulldog. I mean that with all the respect in the world, but bitches love bulldogs.
Nah, double entendre. I see what you did.
Oh God, you know what I'm saying?
That's why he won 2 Grammys, nigga.
That's why he won 2 fucking Grammys, nigga.
The metaphors and similes.
Gunshot. 2 of them in a Ric Flair. Shit. I'm on the fence with St. Bernards.
Nah, they can say it.
Okay.
Are they German dogs, though?
But that's cool because they kind of like Jelly Roll. Like if Jelly Roll said, "What up, my nigga?" You would look at him weird, but then you'd be like,
So what about like Paul Wall or like a Bubba Sparks? Like what kind of dog would that be then?
St. Bernards. Okay. St. Bernards, niggas. You know, they niggas, but they like not niggas.
Okay, so like if we get into like what about like I'm trying to think of an analogy for it. Like they the Puerto Ricans of the doggy sphere. Like, you know what I mean? They're brown, but they're, you know what I mean? There's a close.
The ones that be like, I know black eyed Dominican.
Like, yeah, Afro Latinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like where that fit.
What kind of dog? Ah, let me see. That's interesting.
Yeah, might have to unleash the Chihuahuas because they like Afro Latino.
I mean, no, I feel like Chihuahua is straight Latino.
We associated with Latinos because of Taco Bell.
Let's see for sure. Chow Chow.
I'm not counting Air Bud.
I feel like a collie can't say it.
What about like a chocolate lab?
A black. I was just about to say a black lab can.
Yeah, black lab, chocolate lab can for sure.
Yeah. Let's see. Dalmatians.
Yeah.
They mix.
Yeah, they mixed.
They're the Jadens of the Dogosphere.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor and Jadens.
Yeah, they the Jadens, and like the boxers are the Jalens. So they the older
are the Jamaris.
Bull Mastiff.
Yeah, that's a nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Any big dog is a nigga, except for like a Cane Corso. That's a nigga.
What about Great Dane? Because like Snoop Dogg was a Great Dane.
That's a huffy. That's white.
Really?
That is white people.
I always see. I don't ever
like
see
the tall white dude
to
play basketball with you and shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
he on the he be in the locker room, but he can't say it.
It's like the one that ain't got his body together, like Big Sean Bradley type shit. Right.
So the one he's the one that talks to the police when some shit pop up though. Like he owes value.
Definitely okay. Don't fuck with beagles.
Facts. They can't see and they smell too good.
Yeah. Beagles was on some bullshit. Let me see.
Lace the wiener dogs.
The wiener dogs definitely can't say nigga.
There's a couple shepherd dogs though.
Oh, huskies for damn sure can't.
Yeah, huskies is one of them racist dogs. I feel
like Malamutes should get a pass. They don't get the same love as huskies. They really be in the trenches because they're actually work dogs. You know what I'm saying? They come from rough areas.
Yeah, them like the natives, bro, like the Alaskans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or the Aboriginals. You know what I'm saying? But like in the cold, they be in the Yukon. You know what I'm saying? In the Tusk.
It'll be in so. I done seen some dogs as big as shit because I'll be watching the African safari TikToks and they'd be like, "These are the biggest dogs in the world that could fight off a tiger." And I'm like, "What the fuck? That dog looked like a tiger."
I can't remember what the fuck kind of dog it is, but when I went to Samoa, there was, because they left out that there'd be like random stray dogs that just be out like gangs. Like it looked like a Disney movie in a sense. Like they really just be in packs. Mm-hmm. All these random ass dogs, and it's like nobody owns them and they just be out.
Yeah, I saw that when we was in Belize.
Yeah, because in Samoa, it was like that. I have no idea what kind of breed the dog is. I mean, they're slender because there ain't a lot of food, but. I don't remember what it is. I seen a farmer's commercial. No, that wasn't farmer's. It was a Liberty commercial, and they had the dog in it. I cannot fucking remember.
So
what
like
it is.
Shiba Inus are definitely Asians, like East Asians. They.
So like the Lao, Cambodian, Thai.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel it. I can see that.
Trying to think what other dog breeds
we're not counting, like when people just somebody got a rot, somebody got a pit, and the dog got out, and that's just we're not counting that. I mean, obviously, it fit, but like we're not gonna like count it to go into categories. Like, we leaving it like you don't see the Chihuahua pit mix, the Russell Terrier Rottweiler mix.
No, we ain't doing them special dogs.
Oh, yeah, them niggas that be selling puppies in front of 7-Eleven.
I feel like Cocker Spaniels can't say it.
Hell no.
The name is insulting enough. I don't even like that. I just feel like you would use the hard R.
A Shih Tzu definitely can't say it.
Facts.
Basset Hounds can't say it.
Hell no, they used to...
I know they was getting niggas in the field, bro.
That one said the ER.
Not them Lynch dogs. We can't do all that.
Yeah, that one say the ER. That one don't say nigga. It say nigger.
What about like a Jack Russell Terrier?
Nigger.
I just feel like they be chasing rodents, but then yeah.
That's like your hyperactive cousin.
Yeah, you're right. I see
if
that.
I knew cat breeds would be next. Like, what cats can't call us niggas?
We could table that. Let's table that. Because I feel like there's some dogs that we missing.
Oh, you know what, bro? This is definitely some Spanish niggas. A bull terrier?
Or a greyhound? Can a greyhound say it? I feel like a greyhound can say it because we always on the bus.
On God. And the
greyhound always taking a greyhound.
You sit wherever you want on a Greyhound.
What is that? Boxer is cool. No bunch of niggas got boxers. Mm-hmm.
You know, they can't breathe.
Yeah, straight up. Let's see. I don't know. It might be a retriever somewhere.
I just don't see it. I see white picket fence. I do be seeing a lot of Mormons with retrievers too.
I don't know why, but it's like a pug.
I feel like a retriever's job is to go get a nigga. So no.
Yeah, a pug. So maybe some Hispanic in there.
Yo, I am finding out about a lot of dog breeds right now. It's crazy.
We might have to table this one and bring that back, throw in the dogs and cats, because this is like, not even no cap, this is fascinating. Like, right. The whole macro perspective of this is like the duology of it. This could be a TikTok.
There's so many fucking breeds I didn't even know about.
Sloan, TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a series in this.
I didn't even know this was a breed. A Bordeaux?
I've heard of it.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it looks like a nigga.
The big ass dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Russian dogs too that's big as shit that I feel like will say the N word and get away with it.
They'll just say cut it, your like, fucking you know, head that off. That nigga is crazy.
They got brown people in Russia, so I wouldn't put it past them. But we have to table this one. I got to head out soon. I want to get to Sloan's third one real quick before I got
to
do
all
it.
All right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come back to this. You know what I mean? We're going to probably start a series on TikTok, but let's keep it moving. All right. Hey. Sloan was talking about some of y'all niggas. Y'all running red lights?
Yeah. You nasty niggas that's out here running red lights. Need the y'all. Judgment. Revoked.
The judgment.
Now, what brought this up? Cause
I don't know. I think I seen something on the timeline, and I was just like, "Oh, y'all niggas out here running red lights."
Oh, I seen the tweet.
Oh, y'all just niggas are disgusting.
This nigga high and mighty. You ain't never got your red wings,
bro. I ain't never ran a red light. I didn't cause the crash. But I ain't never ran a red light.
Listen, if that thing turns yellow and I'm a second beyond that line, I'm going, bro. But I'm looking, I'm honking.
Oh no. But the change.
Oh, if this is straight red, that's crazy. My girl did that on accident because she was looking at the light that I've seen this happen before. But she was looking at the light that was further down the road and not paying attention to the one we stopped at. And she just went straight through it. And I was like, oh, wow. The way I clutched my necklace. Oh, you just ran that. And she was like, what? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
She was like, you was in the car. Like, I wasn't driving, though.
I felt like I ain't
talking about cars.
I don't know. I'm using an analogy. I'm just saying, like, I was a passenger. My life was in your hands, and you knew that light was red.
Oh, shit. We're not talking about cars? All right, Sloan, what are we talking about? Because I need to catch up. I'm slow.
No, I know exactly what he's talking about. I know exactly what he's talking about.
I don't, but
just,
hey.
I'm just saying the transition.
Hey, bruh, I'm just asking. I'm asking. You niggas out here eating coochie tartare?
Oh, no, 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 no. Never, never, never upper torso.
No, I'm never saying that y'all out here eating the blood, the real rare coochie.
No, sir. No.
Wait. No. I just thought you were talking about about stabbing. You was talking, niggas. Are you talking about like eating charcuterie?
Niggas, eat it and beat it. I'm not doing neither.
You know, sir.
Nigga, that's what earning your red wings is, brother.
No, no, it's just
guess
it's
that it is.
No, I know it's something different.
Googling.
I know, no. The way we always knew it, and we're a few years apart, but the way we always knew it, and I grew up knowing getting your red wings just mean you know you might
I must be simple, bro. I've heard it before, but like to hear it again as an adult, because I just assume that like nobody does that. And but what? Y'all are
Look at you being a pure ass nigga.
Why would I do that? I mean, ooh.
Oh my god.
What'd that girl do with her hand?
Yeah, so what does it mean to get your Red Wings? The Google definition. Red wing, sexual act, cunnilingus performed on a menstruating partner.
No.
Yeah, it's just perfect. It's just penetration.
That's hell no.
I've only known it as penetration.
It's cunnilingus, my nigga.
I don't put a towel down.
Wait. Somebody, how's that wing? That's not flying. You're drowning at that point. That's crazy.
Buffalo wings are red.
Niggas is sharks out here.
Niggas is eating chum. I didn't know that was a thing. Wait. Okay, wait. I'm on.
This nigga said niggas is eating chum.
listen, hear me out. When you're younger, or you just like the last day of the period, I done got in, but you talking about like putting the Kool-Aid, like this nigga, you put out like. When you finish the Kool-Aid net, all that red shit that's just at the bottom, niggas is licking the bottom of the pitcher.
It's hot. Yo, my ears hurt.
Hey, that's the thing. No cap. That's the thing. Don't make me Google this. This is the thing. This is the thing. Are you fucking with me? Niggas eat chum, right? That's a real thing. swear to God, niggas really giving. No, I'm asking. Swear to God, you niggas. Wait. First off, that was a double entendre. Did you catch it? Hang on. Did you catch that? That's a double entendre. Because it's bloody fish. That's a double entendre. Don't ask me how.
And that's why this nigga got 2 Grammys.
Woo! No, but I'm dead ass. Niggas really do that.
I guess.
I'm going to church. Go ahead and tweet it, Flo. I know you want to.
Once I compose myself.
No, I'm just shocked at the fact that A-Hun was such an angel, because I'm just thinking about like fucking like niggas, on the last day.
You know how slow I am? I really thought these niggas was running red lights.
Nigga, you was no, I didn't. Yeah, but that was hilarious. One, and then two, in the fact that you ain't even did that. I was like, oh, nigga, you're safe.
I'm like,
I can't. This is fucking insane. That's crazy. But the fact that you niggas is out here eating chum, that's nigga. Dark week. That's crazy. I hate it here.
And this is why this nigga got 2 Grammys.
I heard this nigga's out here eating toaster strudels, bro.
Hey, bro. That's disgusting.
Nigga.
That is disgusting.
John.
I can't with y'all. This is why the aliens really don't fuck with us.
If that's the case, I need to go. Give me a ticket. I want to go with y'all. I don't want to be here if niggas is really doing that.
I need Xena X93 10,000 to come pick me up, bro. If that's really what they're doing out here.
Bleep Blorp, six of them. Just hit me up, bro. Y'all probably got better weed anyway.
I'm just start doing angel wings and shit like Napoleon Dynamite. See, come get me, bro. Signal to ancestors. Let them know.
ET, phone home, bro. Ask if they got room. They got a couch. I need to get the fuck out of here. That's what niggas is doing.
They got a couch on the spaceship. I'll sleep right there.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Obviously, I didn't either, sir. I didn't either. And
I want to cry. Where did you see this? Tom, block them. Wherever you saw that on the timeline, block them. Block them all. Report them. Send me their shit. I'm blocking and reporting them. We need to get that these niggas off the internet.
Yo.
You need to be on a list. You are a predator. You are a demon. The devil has got... No, you need... You don't even... I don't think Jesus would answer your prayer. He would leave you on red if you do it. Oh, that's a poor choice of words. I hate double entendre again. Fuck. I can't stop.
I hate it here. Yo, that is fucking nuts.
Ooh. I fucking hate it here. All right, I gotta go get these fucking kids, but.
We can bounce up out of here.
Play the music.
I don't think it's gonna get much better after that.
Not at all. Oh okay. My fucking lord.
Oh my god.
Get to these outros and I can go back to sleep.
Okay, if we do a thing, hit me up. Let me know.
You know what I'm saying? Marty, let the people know before you get up out of here where they can find you. And your two Grammys. You know what I'm saying?
I can't put you on. Don't ask. If you send me music, I'll get to it at some point. Because it might be fire. You know what I'm saying? But don't send it to me. Like, let me ask for it first. But you can find me on Twitter at @M_McFlyerThanYou, on the gram at @Marty_McFlyerThanYou. And after today, you're going to find me in the lab because, you know, now we're on the quest for 3 and 4.
You know what I'm saying?
Darkness, everybody. Everyone, darkness is spreading.
But I got to get out of here. I'll holler at y'all.
Sloan, where can the people find you, sir?
In bed. Trying not to die. Being the sickest nigga in the being the sussiest nigga in the world, literally,
sick,
quite literally. You know, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. I can't remember none of that other shit. Sussiest song 217. Fat women love you the best. Don't let nobody take your butt unless you want them to. Wear a condom if you want them to. Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the sponsors. Dr. Dabber, Luke Belair Champagne, 710 Labs. I am smoking on some of their finest right now. Here's a Dr. Dabber product. Grogate Inc. and Sexual Chocolate Factory.
No,
shout
I'm
out
saying.
Jail Blasters. Shout out
Tunic.
I
don't know how to pronounce it.
We'll get Dre on next week. Yeah. Get it together. He knows.
Yeah, so, for sure.
You know.
Listen, 800 Shogun. Y'all can find me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, a.hun.theshogun. Twitter, it is a_hun_theshogun. And if you want to follow me on Snap, so I can brag a little bit about my peoples, shout out to that one mailman on Instagram. Got to do an interview with him and my homeboys at the Native Brand. He's cool little dude, bro. And being able to just kind of pull his ear a little bit about what he did to get his rise on social media is dope, because it inspired me a lot. So shout out to him, man. That one mailman, you already know. OG Stank, you know what I'm saying? What's up, little Stank booty? Listen. Before we get up out of here, love y'all, appreciate y'all. Just know we are going to talk 10 karat crazy from here on out. Actually, 24 karat. You know what I'm saying?
48 karat.
48. These don't even know what type of shit that look like.
All but we out here. BDS and shit out here.
Yeah. SpongeBob! Let them know.
Thank you for your patronage.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, y'all. We'll be back once again next week. This is a special edition of Sucio Boys. Obviously, we drop every Tuesday normally, but you know, niggas was busy.
Nigga was sick.
And he was sick. And I was just
and niggas still, won Grammys.
You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, we out here. Well, holla at y'all. Little
Bye. Job,
do me a favor. Appreciate it.
Bye, niggas.
We out.